You're listening to an original Sounds Publishing recording. All rights reserved.
When we come home after attending our new neighbor's housewarming, you tell me you're going to go upstairs and go right to bed. Oh, no, you're not, I say. Come here. Come real close. You think I'm feeling a little randy, horny, and you happily approach. I take my hand and put it under your chin. You think I didn't notice? Notice what, you ask. Notice how much you enjoyed flirting with our new neighbor? She's a sexy little bitch, isn't she? You cast your eyes down toward the floor. Well, I couldn't help but notice how attractive she is, but I don't think I was flirting. Oh, really? I say. I take my hand away from your chin, walk over to the counter, take off my jacket, turn back to you and cross my arms. Really? Oh, Cindy, can I get you a drink? Oh, Cindy, what a beautiful home. Oh, Cindy, I'd love to see the upstairs. You are a naughty boy tonight. And do you know what happens to naughty boys? You clear your throat. You feel a little nervous. You've been married to me for 5 years, and we have a healthy sex life. But tonight something feels different. You can't tell if I'm mad, or playful, or both. And deep down inside you, you're hoping it's both. You don't know what happens to naughty boys, do you? I've let you get away with far too much in this marriage. Far too much flirtation. Now, I admit that I enjoy seeing attractive people in my life as well. But I take our marriage seriously. And I think you need to as well. I want you to go upstairs, go into our bedroom, take off all your clothes, and kneel. What? You blush, and you feel a little stirring in your pants. What I've said is something you've long fascinated about, being naked in front of me while I'm fully clothed, but you never imagined it would happen. You heard me. If you'd like to hesitate or argue, you can make everything a whole lot harder on yourself. I walk over to you, put my hands on your shoulders. You need to be disciplined. And I think that deep down inside yourself, you know you need discipline. Now get up those stairs, young man, and wait for me as I've instructed. You turn and I give your bottom a little smack. You feel the sting of my hand as you walk upstairs, turn on the light to our bedroom, undress, and kneel. You wonder if you should face the doorway, if you should look at me as I walk in. This is such an exciting new game. You can't wait to find out the rules. You decide to face the doorway and look down. And as you look down, you see your cock unmistakably throbbing there. You hear my footsteps coming up. And then you know I'm standing right in front of you. You can see my shoes, my nice black heels. Your eyes want to travel up my calves. Look at my short black skirt and my white blouse. But you keep them cast to the floor. Good boy, I say. You see me walking towards you. I wrap my hand around your cock. This turns you on, doesn't it? Well, I give your cock a slap. It stings, but it still feels good. I walk over to the dresser and open one of my drawers. And you hear me take out something heavy with metal. The next thing you know, I'm right behind you. You feel my breath on your neck as I clasp a nice leather cuff around your wrist and I pull your arms back, clasp a leather cuff around the other wrist, and you feel the clink as I cinch them together, with a little chain in between. But you look cute there, with your nice stiff dick, and your hands cuffed behind your back, and your red face. I'm right in front of you again. I bring my foot up, tap your cock with my shoe. Horny, horny little boy. What am I gonna do with a horny, naughty little boy? I think you need a good, old-fashioned spanking. Sarah, oh, you can't do that. I'm a grown man. Would you like to argue with me and find out what happens to naughty little boys who argue and don't take their discipline properly? I sit down on the bed. Crawl. Come toward me. You're moving on your knees and the carpet burns against your flesh. And there you are, kneeling right in front of me. You feel me pull you up by your arms. Your legs are kicking. You're off balance and embarrassed. The next thing you know, your bare bottom is right over my lap. You feel my hand caress you. Caress your naked cheeks. You feel me squeeze those little cheeks. You feel me spread your cheeks open. Look at your naughty little asshole. Now, naughty little boys get their bare bottoms spanked red. That's a lesson you've needed to learn for a long time, young man. And a lesson I intend to teach you right now. You feel my hand rise and descend upon your naked bottom cheek. My hand comes up and down and up and down, spanking your naughty ass a nice shade of pink. You're twitching, squirming, kicking your little feet. I can hear you gasping. Does that hurt? You reluctantly tell me that yes, it does. Well, if you don't learn your lesson tonight, young man, this is a lesson that can and will be repeated. You feel my hand come down faster and harder, spanking one cheek and then the other. Fast, hard, one spank after another, raining down on your naked little bottom until it really, really hurts, and there's nothing in the whole world but your naked bottom and my hand spanking it. You feel tears well up in your eyes. You think, I won't cry, but finally you can't hold back anymore and you cry out, please, please, I'll be good. Gently, my hand comes down, caresses your hot little bottom. Oh, I think you've learned your lesson. Are you going to be a good boy from now on? Yes. Yes, what? Yes, ma'am. That's right. And what's going to happen if you're not a good boy and you flirt with our pretty neighbor Cindy again? I'll get spanked. And how will you be spanked? Over your knee and on my bare bottom. That's right. On your very bare bottom. You feel me lean down and kiss your burning bottom cheeks. I help you get back down onto your knees. Look at how hard you are now. I think you like being disciplined. I walk back over to the dresser, and I take out a little silver doggy bowl. Bring it down to the floor. Put it right in front of your throbbing cock. I bet you'd like to jerk off, wouldn't you? Or at least come somehow. You'd probably really like to fuck me, but that's not going to happen. I sit down on the bed and cross my legs, and as I cross them, you notice that I'm not wearing any panties. I lean over, undo your wrists, bring your hands forward. Go ahead. You can come. You can come right into that doggy dish and eat it all up. You bring your hand down. You start rubbing yourself furiously. I uncross my legs, slip my hand into my pussy and bring it out. I push your hand away and use my pussy juice to wet your cock. There you go, naughty boy. Show me what a good lesson you've learned, and how appreciative you are, how grateful you are that I took the time to discipline you. You bring your hand back to your cock and rub, up and down and up and down. You better ask me for permission. Please, please let me come. Please, may I come. Please, please. You don't think you can hold back much longer. Oh, you want to come real bad. Yes, please, please, please. You may come. And as soon as I say those words, you feel yourself coming, jetting all over the place, coming, 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 coming so hard and fast right into that doggy dish. That's a good boy, I tell you. That's a good boy. You lean forward, rest your head in my lap, and I run my fingernails down your scalp. Now before we go to bed, you're going to lick that dish clean. And maybe tomorrow, we'll call our pretty little neighbor Cindy and see if she'd like to play with us sometime. And the next thing you know, your cock is throbbing again.